it definitely does work. Okay. This will work on one channel. Let me just read this over again quickly. Amar Shoah Dim Bardimi came and tame Litzorach Yatzas. Once you say coming something comes out Litzorach, Kamishi Yatzas Shalom Litzorach. In this case, not usually, but in this case, even though it's Litzorach, the teacher's about Bas Kohen, nonetheless, it's if it came out Shalom Litzorach. Now, this is a general principle. Davish Yatzas Shalom Litzorach Melamed, something which came out for no apparent purpose, that's Melamed, right? It so becomes a davar shiyotza min haklal lamid lo lamid al atzma yotza el lamid al haklal kulo yotza, right? V'shalo l'tzorech, if it's something v'adamra davar echad shiyotza l'tzorech, if it came out for some other purpose which is apparent, ain't a cholik. It's not v'shalo l'tzorech, if however it's shalo l'tzorech, there's no apparent purpose for it, then it's cholik. It can divide things up. And again, we mentioned there's a difference between Melamed and Cholik. We'll come back to that later on. You have two exceptions instead of one. And they make a Chiluk. So, let's hear from the following case. Now, it's a general principle, which is that you're not, that what comes up from a korban, what goes on the Mizbeach? The Murim, right? The specific portions. What if you put the flesh, which is not supposed to be put on the Mizbeach? The flesh of the Chatas, the flesh of the Asham, Usar Kochim Kochim, flesh of other Korbanos, Mibsar Kochim Kalim, they're Kochim Kochim or Kochim Kalim, right? Asham or Shlomim, Umosar Omer, the remainder of a Moser of Omer, after you put the Kometz on the Mizbeach. Ushtei Lechem, the two breads which are put on Shavuos after you put the little sheep which come with them in the Mizbech. V'lechem Aponim, you put the breads themselves on the Mizbech, the 12 breads, after you put on the two containers of frankincense. Ushorei Menachos, left over in a mincha, after you put on the Kometz. U'minasora minatvash. Now, the minasora minatvash means from the sourdough and from the honey. So question, how exactly this gets in here? The Gilyan HaShas brings down to the Bavli, this doesn't appear, because this is not the leftover from a korban. Sora and vash are independent prohibitions. You're not allowed to put sourdough or honey on the Mizbeach, period. So it's not clear exactly whether this line should be here. But how do you know that everything which is a leftover in the korban, meaning after the murim or the kometz is put on the Mizbeach, how do you know that you're not allowed to put the rest on the Mizbeach? So how do you know the other below say Tam Lomer, it says, Kikos or below chol devash, any sourdough or honey, that you shouldn't put on the Mizbeach. And lo saktiru. But we also dash in this, lo saktiru mimenu ishel Hashem. Do not sacrifice, I mean the pasuk the way the drasha reads it. Do not put on the Mizbeach anything from which already there has been a portion brought on the fire before God. Okay? And the principle which we derive from this next line is anytime something is already gone from this korban to the fire, the rest of it you may not place on the fire. That's it. You can only place on the fire the designated portion. Anything else from the Mizbeach, prohibition. Lav, Malkus. How many Malkus? How many times do we flog you? Okay? So Rabbi Lezer, Shol Rabbi Echanon. Lezer asked Rabbi Echanon. Yetu. Shtei Alechem. Yulamdu ala kachim lekevesh. First of all, this is kind of on a tangent. By the Shtei Alechem, we have a drasha. It's brought down here in the Pnei Moshe. There's a drasha which teaches us that not only can the two breads or chuas not be brought on the Mizbeach, but they can't even be brought on the ramp. If you put them on the ramp going at the Mizbeach, oh boy, you're in big trouble. Okay, you can't even put them there. Okay, so what about everything else? Do you learn just Shtei Alechem or anything else as well? Amar Lei, so he said, so Rabbi Yochanan said back to him, in. There's no word in here, but there should be one, the Pnei Moshe says. In. Yes, nothing can be placed on the ramp. Like we learned, Hamizbech, Ainli Elamizbech, this is the drasha which is mentioned by part of the drasha from the Shtei Lechem, not the full drasha. Ainli Elamizbech, I only know now to put on the altar. Minal Rabbis is the Kevish, I only know now to put on the ramp. Tam Lomar, Ve'el Hamizbech lo yalu. So there's excess verbiage here. Ve'el Hamizbech, it's not clear if it's the Ve'el or the extra hay, whatever. So the bottom line is you can't even put stuff on the ramp. Is that true? Even if you're putting it there to put it there for avoda, in other words, as a prelude to put it on the mizbech, obviously it's also. But if you're not putting it as a prelude to go on the mizbech, but rather shlo avoda, just putting it down there to put it down for a moment, for convenience sake. Tamlom l'reach nichoach. It says on mizbech, lo yalu l'reach nichoach. They shouldn't be going on the ramp as a prelude to the going up to be placed as a fragrant smell on top of the mizbech. So that's prohibited. But if you're not doing it as such a prelude, then that's okay. All right? But it applies to everything. Says the Gemara, Omar Leis, Rabbi Leis says, no! Osam miut. It says Osam by the Shtei Lechem. And the word Osam teaches us, Elu chayavim leim lakevish. Which you chayav, and you put him on the ramp? Only the breads. The two breads brought on Shavuos. Otherwise, you wouldn't be. The other ones, you're not going to put them on the rack because they're precluded from Osa. Aha, says Moore. Now that we've said all that, Mivnesha cause of Osa. Why did Chayv goes on the ramp? Because it says the word Osa. Oh, ain't a cause of Osa, Milamdin. But it would not have said Osam, we would have said Melamdin. We would have learned from the Shtei HaLechem of the Shnei Dvarim.
A whole list of things.
No, but there are only two which go on the ramp. I missed one. What? Shtei Lechem are not the two things. The Kormei says Bikurim. So the pasuk over there, the pasuk of Mizbech Lo Yalu, is going both on Shtei Lechem and Bikurim. I'm pretty sure that that's actually the way it appears in the Chumash. It says.
It makes sense. They're both used for Shavuos.
Yeah, but I think that's true. But I think they also both appear in the Chumash in the same place. Yeah, whoever it's in Vayikra, it's a part nobody ever listens to. The whole sefer goes by, nobody listens to Kriyas HaTorah. But right. Okay, that's the part we just brought before. Then it says korban reishis takrivo som velamizbech lo yalu l'reach nichoach. So he says the korban reishis is referring. Rashi brings it down here. Is referring both to the Shtei Lechem and to Bikurim. Right, because Shtei Lechem comes from Sa'or and Bikurim comes from Dvash. So this is, it's as if it's Shnei Ksuvim, even though it's really one Pasuk. Yeah. But it's as if it's Shnei Dvarim because it's referring to two things, both to Shtei Lechem and to Bikurim. Okay? So therefore, it sounds like the only reason why we can't learn from Osam, if it was not from Osam, we would say that Bikurim and Shtei Lechem are Yatsu mina klal ulamed and lo la lamed al atzmam Yatsu al lamed al klal kulo Yatsu, that they come to teach us about the entire klal, that anything can't be put on the ramp if not for the word Osam, right? So So the next word is an obvious typo. Chokim. that were not for the word osam, we would have learned that that they're cholik. So says Amar, the truth is the word cholking here is really out of place, right? Because not cholik. It doesn't mean cholik. It means melamdin, right? Amar Rechina Brei Rav Hillel lachlok eno cholkim. No. To be cholik, they're not cholik. We're not learning any machlok cholkin over here. Cholkin would mean that if I put basar shlamim and basar chatos and basar asham all together on the mizbeach, then I get three malchus. That's not what we're trying to learn from here. We're trying to learn is that if I put anything on the ramp, I get malchus. But not cholkin. So that's what Rabbi Chanina Brei, Rav Hillel points out, lachlokin and cholkin. I wouldn't have learned here that you're cholik, that it would have taught me that separate chatos for each one component which I put on the mizbeach, halulamid melamdin. What it would have taught me is that all of them cannot be put on the ramp. You see the difference now between cholkin and melamdin? Cholkin would be that I'm chayav a chatos for each thing in a multiple series. Putting a chayav a chatos for putting basar ashlamim on, and a separate chatos for putting basar shlamim on, and a separate chatos for putting basar chatos on, that'd be cholkin. That I'm not, that's, I didn't make an attempt to be cholik here. What I really meant an attempt to do is be malamed. That from, I wanted to learn out from Bikurim and Shtei Alechem, and I would have, not for the word osam, that everything else, included in this general vicinity, is prohibited to be put on the kevesh, right? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bun said, Lo Amar Kein. Rabbi Luz was not the one who told Rabbi Yochanan, you can't learn out from Shtei Alechem Bikurim because of osam. Rather, El Rabbi Luz is Shal Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lezer asked Rabbi Yochanan the following: The Yitzu Shtei Alechem Yilamdu Alkodshim Kol Alkodshim LaKevesh. Let two Shtei Alechem come out. The two brethren shall come and teach us. That you're not allowed to put any of the kodshim on the ramp. Amar Lezer said, Osam is a miut. Osam is an exclusion. And Chayovim Elu Chayovim Aleim LaKevesh. Rabbi Yochanan himself responded this, not Rabbi Lezer to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan himself said, these are ones you chay put them on the ramp. Vein charcoal chim chay emalem lekevish. Now chay put on the ramp, only put them on top of the mizbeach. Which, by the way, makes sense if you think about misvara for a moment. Let's just retreat from the Gemara a moment. Think about misvara. The basar chatas and basar shlamim and all those things are affiliates of an entity which can reach the top of the mizbeach. So the prohibition there is to put them on top of the mizbeach. Right? Sor and Vash, they can't be put on top of the Mizbeach, right? So, obviously, there's no point in precluding them from the Mizbeach, right? I'm just using now logic, right? Torah says, the Shlomim and the Osham and all those things are parts of the Mizbeach. This don't put on top of the Mizbeach. The Sor and Vash, they don't go on top of the Mizbeach at all. So on that, the Torah was even more stringent and said, keep them away even from the ramp. Okay. So that's really what's going on here, I think. No, I'm just trying to explain the din, why the din is different. Halach l'maisa, if you put a basar shlami and basar off on the kevesh, you don't get malchus. Mm-hmm. If you put sor and vash on the kevesh, you do get malchus. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to explain the time of the crow, why that's different, okay? Because one has more affinity to mizbeach, and that's when you get closer as opposed to the other one.
I can look at it the other way.
You could. That's right. I realize that. Okay? But I thought I'd slip through that. All right. You're right, though. But there is a distinction. The question is which way to learn the distinction. Hadomar. Now this teaches us. So we only learn from a dov rechad shiotzim in a klal litzorech. If you have a single thing, a single prat which came out of the klal, if it came out litzorech, came out for some purpose, ain't a cholik. You can't use it to make a chiluk, to divide up the melachos. Vishlotzar, if it came out for no apparent purpose, cholik. Ushneid volim ayesh yotzim in a klal, and two things which came from a klal, ain't on cholkin. They're not cholik. Because here not because we know for sure that they're not cholik, we just have no precedent. Because here we didn't use them to be cholik. What are we going to use them for? For melamdin, right? to teach us something, not to be holy. However, Rabbi Shmuel Chokin. Like Rabbi Shmuel, we find a place where even Shnei Dvarim are holy. Two things teach us multiple Malkus. Where do we see such a thing? Dvar Rabbi Bun Bar Chia. Rabbi Bun Bar Chia said, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, name Rabbi Shmuel. Shnei Dvarim Shotzim Min HaKlal Chokim. I just read that? Yeah, I did. No, I didn't. The Tanit, Rabbi Shmuel says, Lo Senachashu. Says, do not susay. No, Lo Senachashu is do not. What?
Is
that Vibis? No, that's Lo Sashich. Lo Senachashu is to predict the future. In other words, to take signs. I forget exactly how you translate it. You know, to be superstitious, you know, you throw something up in the air. And how it lands determines what you're going to do. Yeah. That's Lo Senachashu. And Lo Sa'onanu is to foretell the future, you know, in a improper fashion. So Lo Senachashu, Lo Sa'onanu. These are two dvarim shiyatsu min haklal. What's the klal? Kishuf. Witchcraft. Sorcery. These are two things which are separated. The Torah said, so don't do any sorcery. And the Torah said, and don't do not nichush and kishuf. So these are shnei dvarim, two things, shiyatsu min haklal, came out of the klal, right? So Rabbi Shmuel says concerning them, valonichush v'inun, these two subcategories of sorcery, bichlalo you, they're a general principle of witchcraft. V'yatsu min haklal, l'chiluk. And Rabbi Shmuel says they came out of the klal to make a chiluk. What's the chiluk? That you don't have to, that on every act of witchcraft you do, let's say you use a Ouija board, and you go and you raise the dead, you hold a seance, right, with one and one without the Ouija board, and then you go and you look in a crystal ball. So for each thing we did, we give you Malkus, right, each thing separately. He uses the Shnei Dvarim Lachlok. Since Lo Sonar of Lo Senachshu came out, even though they're two things, he says they teach us chiluk malachus, and for every different type of witchcraft you do, boom, 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 will flog you again. Okay? Or if you do maze, it will kill you again. Okay? Now, new issue. Klal b'ikores, uprat b'ikores. You have a klal, which is an ikores. It's not a lav. This is an interesting thing. Now we're going further afield. It's a klal. There's a general statement which says, if you do this, you're going to die. And then you have a prat, which also mentions a kares, which is superfluous because it's already part of the klal. What does that teach us? Okay? Klal be kares, uprat be kares. You have a klal, which is a kares, and then a prat, which is also a kares. Milsa the Rabbi Yochanan Amar, klal upratu. It's also klal uprat. Not the klal uprat. Remember what klal uprat we're talking about here? Principle number 8 in Rabbi Shmuel is called the Varsha Yotza Mina Klal Lamed Lamed Alatma Yotza Lamed Al Klal Kula Yotza. Not the Klal Prat, that's a specification which limits the generality, but a specification which teaches about the generality. What's a for instance? I'll give you a for instance. So says the Gemara, Tamar Rabbi Yavo Shem Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Vosin Rabbi Yochan, Kikol Shem Yasim Kol Tovel Say Levin Nichas. By the way, over here, there's a Pnei Moshe. I really told you outside, right? It's no point doing it. But here he gives the Pnei Moshe, gives that chiluk I just told you between a regular klal uprat and a case where it's this kind of klal uprat. Okay, so what's the Tamar Rabbi Avo Shem Yochan? Kol Asher Yaseh Mikol HaToivel Sei Levin Nichas. It says anybody does any of these abominations, any of the arayas, any of the prohibited relations, v'nichas, gets killed. Then now there's a typo here, as the Gilyan Arshas points out. That includes a sister. Sister's one of the prohibited relationships, right? Nevertheless, v'yotzim in a klal. It comes out of the klal. It says a special kares by your sister. After it says anybody does any arise, he gets kares. So it says kares by your sister. So that's klal b'kares and prat b'kares. What is the purpose of this? So it says gemara l'chiluk al klal. It means if you did multiple of them, right? Then you get multiple korbanos, or multiple chatos if it's b'shogeg, or multiple malchus if it's b'mezid. Because remember, for a kores, where we can't kill you, we give you malchus, right? So therefore, multiple chatos or multiple malchus, right? So says the Gemara, Hasev Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer asks, that's fine. But I got other krisos in the pratim. I have another pratim. Where I just have one kores, besides the general statement, so that would be nice. And I could say, it comes the chali. But I got a whole bunch of other individual krisos. What do I do with each one of them? Okay?
On the case with the sister, is it it's not juxtaposed.
No, it's not juxtaposed.
It's not one.
It can't. It's not the same pasuk. No. First it says, anybody does ain't to wave. Actually, it's later. Earlier. It's, I think it's earlier. I think, Chav is going the next thing, though. I think Achos is also on Chav. I think you're right. Anyway, they're not together. Hezer lezavayiksim, Erbas Achos imcha, your aunt. Achos avicha, your mother's sister or your father's sister. Los galek kesheiro hera. You shouldn't reveal them, because sheiro hera. And there it says, because you're revealing the nakedness of your relative. And there it also says kores, right? So why? Why does it say kores there too? It says why that's different. You know why? You know why there? Amle the tzorech yotzes. That's the tzorech. It teaches us something specific. What it teaches? Leidum baray, the concept of hara. It says hara, right? Hara means the beginning of biyot. Even though you didn't finish the beer, right when the aver touches Oso Makom, even if it doesn't penetrate. That's what's coming to teach us. Amar Lev Aksiv, wait a minute. Fine. That'll work there. Lev Aksiv, Isha Sher Yishkav is Isha Dava, a man who has relations to the woman who's in Nida, Fekila Serva, Sais Mikora Era. There it says Kores, it says Kores by Nida, and there also it says Hara, but we already know Hara. So what's it teaching us, right? So far you answered Achoso. You answered the aunt. But you didn't answer, what are you going to do about Nida? What's that teaching us? Amalei, so he said that also. Litzorech Yotzos, that also has a purpose. What does it teach us? Lidon esama'are kegoymer. It teaches us that somebody who started Hara, it's as if he finished. Now, what does that mean? Obviously, that's what we just learned already, right? So the Pnei Moshe explains, it teaches us that Nida is similar to Arias in this respect. Because Nida might not necessarily be the same thing as Erva. So therefore, I need to it would not have been enough to teach me Harah by Arias or Harah by Nida by themselves. I need both in order to teach me that Harah is equivalent to Gemar Bia by both areas. Okay? Why is that? Shalotom, because otherwise you should, in order that you shouldn't say, Ho ilvein chayovim malea, is the word missing here. The Gilin Shas points out, Elvein chayovim elimishum tuma. Nida is not a riot, it's a tuma prohibition, right? Since it's only a tuma prohibition, lo nasebosamare kegoymer, I might say somebody does a raw, it's not as if he finishes, therefore you have to tell me that it's that lefunkein tzarchmema, that's you have to tell me that he's chayev, okay? Now everybody takes out the next line, not everybody, Gilin Shas takes it out. Amale, okay? Just the next five words, actually. Amale, so what? I still got more for you. Still got more up my sleeve. Vaksiv doesn't say Visha Sheish Kavis Dodoso. Person has relations with his aunt. Now, it's his uncle's wife, because he already had aunt before, right? We had aunt, your father's sister, your mother's sister. This is your uncle's wife. So it says Visha Sheish Kavis Dodoso Vas Dodogila. He revealed the nakedness of his uncle. So what about there? Why does it say chorus over there? I'm late with Tzorech Yotzos. That also is necessary. Lead on by Riri. Because there it introduces the punishment not just of Koretz, means death, but Ariri, barrenness. Okay? A new punishment. So that's a unique thing. That's the Tzorech. I got another one. Vaksi Visha Sheikach Hasechisachiv Nidahi. Says your brother's wife. So there it also says chorus. There too, it's a tzorech to teach us that one also you get ariri. No, it's ariri doesn't apply to all of them. Not every course in the Torah is ariri, right? So therefore, I need the ones where it says where the punishment is also barrenness and not just kari. So it had to tell me. Demar Rabbi Yudan said, "Kol ha'ein d'chsibu aririn you." Anytime it says aririn, they shall be havim below bonim. They die without kids. Aririn yamusu. Now that's only from here on in. Aririn yamusu. If it says they will die aririn, then Karmis b'neim, they lose all the kids they had so far. Okay? I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, Dodosa l'tzorech yotzas. There's another reason why Dodosa had to be written. Why your uncle's wife had to be written. L'mait es eishes achiv mimo. To teach us that it's only talking about your father's brother's wife, not your mother's brother's wife. Okay? I'm not sure then what you get on your mother's brother's wife, if anything. I don't know. Your mother's brother's wife, if, of course, her husband dies. It might be she's not an erva. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, it sounds from the Yushami, it's not an erva. Maybe it's a shnia, you know, and it's the Rabbana, not it's the Raisa. But the way it's the Yushami, it seems, is that only your father's brother's wife is an erva. Your mother's brother's wife is not an erva as once her husband dies. How do we know this? Nemakan Dodosa. How do we know that Dodosa is going on your father's brother's wife? Because it says here Dodosa, Venema. The concept of dod is brought in. V'nemal Allen says later on in Parsha of Yerusha, when we talk about Yerushas, it says, O dodo ben dodo yigalena. It was last week's Parsha. Either the uncle or the cousin should redeem you. And we know, my dodo sh'nemal Allen, just like the dodo, which is mentioned by family relationships in terms of inheritance and redemption. That's Ba'achi Aviv Mi Aviv Kosev Daber. We know all concepts which have to do with inheritance have to do with the father's family, right? After Dosu Shnemar La'alon, so it should say Khan, that it says on the side. So to the aunt, which is mentioned here as being prohibited, is only Ba'achos Aviv Mi Aviv, it should be not Achos Avim Aviv. It should really be Eishes Achiv Me Aviv. Eishes Achiv Me Aviv. The wife of that's the next line. After those Shemaram Ba'achos Aviv. This line seems superfluous. I didn't realize it when I was preparing. It's a superfluous line. That's not true. Oh, no, this is not superfluous. It must be a typo. I didn't really realize it when I was looking at it before. Must be a typo. This must be after Dosser Shnemer Laon. So to this ant is on your father's side. It should be Eishes Achiv Meimo, right? Eishes Achiv Me'aviv. I think it's... I'm just going to change it, Mike Moore. Be'eishes Achiv Me'aviv, it should be. Okay. Now, once we're on the topic, let's just go... Let's Yushami, let's take it a step further. Af es Eishes Achiv Lemeida Midodoso. So too, we learn out Eishes Achiv from your aunt. Now, this is an interesting thing. Eishes Achiv, when talking about Eishes Achiv, it's not clear which Eishes Achiv it's referring to. I don't know exactly what the Mefarshim mean here. I think that it means in terms of Yibum. In other words, who do you do Yibum on? It says you do it on your brother's wife. But if you have a half-brother from your mother, you don't do it, right? It's only a half-brother from your father, right? So that's learned out from here, from over here. Just like over here was saying, everything is on your father's brother, right? So to we say there, it's your brother from your father, not your brother from your mother, okay? So Yibum only applies by your brother through your father, okay? Afesation Sorghi Lamedim me Dodoso. My Dodoso Shtermal Alam Ba'achos Aviv Me Aviv. It's all about. Here too, it's. No, this is a. This seems like the same mistake. My Dodoso Shtermal Alam Dodoso, we said, is not going on your. Dodoso is. I They made a mistake. Todosa was what? No, so it's my mistake. My mistake. When it says Dodoso, it's not your father. So it's not your father's brother's wife. It means your father's sister. Yeah, okay. Well, my mistake. I made a mistake before. Now, this mistake. Dodoso is like this. I touched up Dodoso wrong. Okay, that was my mistake. Dodoso doesn't mean your father's brother's wife. It means your father's sister from a father. Your father's sister. Half-sister. Half-sister through which parent? Through a father, not through a mother. In other words, you can have, father's sister, which is a full sister. You can have a father's sister, which is a half-sister. Half-sister from a father, half-sister from a mother. So we say it's your father's sister through a father. Okay? That's what we learn out from later on. We learn out from Yerushos. Just like Yerushos, everything is in the father's family, not in the mother's family. So to hear, when we want to answer a sister, it's your father's sister from their shared father, and not a father's sister from a shared mother. And so to Bayibum. We want to know which brother you do Yibum on. If it's a case of half-brothers, it's not your half-brother through your mother, it's your half-brother through your father. Okay? That's what saying now, right? Ma'ad dosa shnemar alalun ba'achos aviv mei aviv ha'kosam medabe, right? The dodo which you're not allowed to marry is your father's sister through a father. Av eishas aviv shnemar kan ba'eishas achiv mei aviv ha'kosam medabe. So too, the brother which you do yibum is only your brother through your father, not your brother through your mother. Akunun Rabbi Akiva, that all works out with Rabbi Akiva. Which Rabbi Akiva? So Lieberman brings down from the Ridbaz. I could have looked from Ridbaz, but I threw on in Lieberman. He says that Rabbi Akiva learns Lomed Mina Lomed. Remember of the concept whether Lomedim Lomed Mina Lomed or Ain Lomedim Lomed Lomed? If you learn, can you learn A from B if B is learned from C? So Rabbi Akiva says you can learn A from B even if B is learned from C. Right? Here we're learning Eishes Achiv from Dodoso, which is learned out in turn from Ob Dodo Oben Dodo Igo Lenu. Right? We see there's a chain. We're learning out which brother to Yibuman, from which aunt is also for you to marry, which is learned out from which uncle has to redeem the person who's taken as a slave to a goy. So that's Lamedim Lamed Mina Lamed. A is being learned from B and B is learned from C. Rabbi Akiva holds you can do that. Rabbi Shmuel holds you can't do that. So what do you do according to Rabbi Shmuel? Agun Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, what do you do with Rabbi Shmuel? So I'll tell you. The tiny Rabbi Shmuel says, it says you take your brother's wife to be a wife, in Yibum. V'nemron Isha Sher Yikach as Eishes Achiv Nido. It says a person who takes his brother's wife is a nido. Ma nido yesh lo heter ach lachar isura. No, now I say I was wrong again. Told you this is hard. Bleh. It's not talking about Yibum. Because Rabbi Shmuel is learning about Yibum, is going to learn from Yibum what Eishes Achiv is. In other words, in the Parsha of Arayis, it says somewhere Eishes Achiv. Says somewhere Eishes Achiv is Osir. So which Eishes Achiv is Osir? Which is mentioned in the Parsha of Arayis. Now the truth is, again, I don't know what do you do with with your brother from your mother's wife. Is it Osir Daraisa, only Osir Rabbanan? I'm just learning the Ushami as it is with blinders on. So the Ushami is saying, when it says Eishes Achiv is Osir, which brother is it talking about? And then that Rabbi Akiva says, it's talking about your brother from your father. And that's learned from Dodoso, which in turn is learned from the Dode, which is mentioned by redeeming a relative who was sold in captivity. That's Rabbi Akiva's limud. Rabbi Yishmael can't do that because it's a two-stage limud, and he doesn't know the two-stage limudim. So he can't learn out which brother's wife is osur, from which aunt is osur, which is learned out, from which uncle does the redemption process by a Jew who was sold into slavery. Rather, how does he learn? So, Akadum Krebi Shmuel, the time of Rabbi Shmuel, Nemar Khan Esh Esachim, Vedemar Lahalan Esh Shahikach Esh Esachim Nidahu. It says here, Esh Esachim, and it says later on, a person who takes his brother's wife is a nida. What does it mean, nida? How can you call it a nida? So says Yishami, I'll tell you. Ma nida yeshla heter lachi yisura. What does nida mean? Nida means it's temporary, not permanent. So if your brother's wife is called a nida, it must be talking about a case where it's not a permanent iser. What's a case where it's not a permanent iser? Yibum. We know independently that Yibum only applies to your brother from your father's wife, because that's Lachim Shem B'Yisrael, and obviously has to do with laws of inheritance. So we know that independently. So we learn out from there. Manido Yesh Heter Lachar Isura Av Eishes Achim Me Aviv. It must be talking about his brother's wife when the brother's a brother from a father, because Yesh Leheter Achim Isura can be permitted after it's prohibited. Yotzes Eishes Achim Me Imo, as opposed to your brother's wife, when it's your brother from your mother, Shein Lo Heter Lachar Isura, which has no permissibility after she's osur. Now, this clearly indicates there is an issue there, right? And we're just trying to figure out what some pasuk is talking about. I don't know, so I'm somewhat bewildered as to what's going on. In other words, we see clearly it's also the raisa to have relations with your brother through your mother's wife. Yet, on the other hand, we're not sure what Eishes Achiv means. So something funny is going on, and I don't know exactly what to do with it. Too bad. Let's go on. Okay? Says the Gemara further. That's a great thing about Daf Yomi. First you don't succeed, on you go. Says the Gemara. Well, I catch you next cycle, right. Well, leave a big question mark here. That's no choice. Okay. So, Harabi Shmuel. Now that's everybody says here, Lieberman, and also the Chaim Kanievsky says a typo. It's not Rabbi Shmuel, but rather Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer, makshulam minon tesila. Rabbi Lezer, this is it's going a prelude to the next Gemara. Rabbi Lezer is going to ask a big question on Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, what's the question going to be? So it says the Gemara further. Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Lezer, Shem Rabbi Yosha said. Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Lezer, both said name Rabbi Yosha. Shnei lavin koris echad. What if you have two lavin and one koris? Okay, you have two lavin and one koris between the two of them. Only one koris is stated, but two lavin are stated. And the Gemara is going to give an example. Lavin chokin akrisus. The lavin separate the krisus. They make it into two. Right? Another, what do we mean by that? So says Yerushalmi, Mataimo, where's the puzzle like this? It says, Al b'sar adam lo yisach, u'maskunto lo sasuchu sukamo. It says, do not put the Shemen HaMishra, I think it's going on, the oil of anointing on a human flesh, and don't make anything like it. Uksivin, it says, East, now those are two lavin, right? Don't put it on, and don't make anything like it. Uksiv, it says, Isha sheyikach miyamo, kamo. It says, a person who does make something like it, fa'asher yitei mimenu azor, or puts it on somebody who's not a kohen gadol, or a melech, nichras meyamov. He gets courage. So the two lavin, only one kritza between the two of them. Ha'resh yesh kan, shtei lavin v'koris achas. There are two lavin here, but only one courage. So, lavin chokin krisos. The lavin divide up the krisos, right? We say the lavin divide it up. And even if you did only one of them, you still get the same punishment. You have to bring a korban. You don't have to do two in order to give a korban. Even one of the two gets you a korban. Ma avilei Rabbi Yechanan. Now, if that's the case, if we say this, so now Yeah. Now it's a big kasha, Rabbi Yochanan. This is Rabbi Elazar's kasha, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said before that we need the extra krisus, the extra kris by Achosa, for instance. He said the kris was written by Achosa, by your sister. Why is it written? He said, in order to teach us that you the luchalik, right? In order to teach us that you get a separate malchus for each one you do, or a separate chatas for each one you do. Says Rabbi Elazar, I don't understand. I just learned a new principle here. I learned that lavin chok and krisus. I learned you don't need to have separate krisus. You don't need to have a separate course to teach us the chiluk. All you need is to have separate lavin. In the parasha of Arise, you have many lavin. By every single one, it says lo sikruvu, lo sikruvu, lo sikruvu. So what you said before, that you need kareis b'choso l'chalek, is not true. When would I need kareis b'choso l'chalek if they didn't say lavin by each one? But now that it says lavin by each one, so I don't need the extra kareis to make a chiluk. Again, from Shem and Amishcha, I see that the lavin themselves are mechalek. I don't need the additional kareis to be mechalek, and the lavin themselves do it. So it says the Yerushalmi, Ma'avilei Rabbi Yochanan, what does Rabbi Yochanan do? So Rabbi Yochanan says, fascinating answer. It's amazing. I would say one of the most amazing things we've seen in the Yerushalmi. He says, Ba'anoshim ha'kosim dabir. When it says all those laving, but who's those laving going on? The men. It says, don't go close to the woman, right? But how do I know that the woman has chiluk by Arias? That she too brings separate chatos or gets separate malchus for each one of their rites. Unless he's saying that, that would only teach us the men.
Call a notion.
You say that all women are chayot
and all lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a mitzvah.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I understand. So
yeah.
This is like.
This is a.
It's a general
rule. Right.
For every
lot. Right. So I don't. Yeah, so it's very strange. Right. But that's he says. Basachos lamed call notion. Okay. That's it. That's my end. That's what he says. Vlez Reb Lezer Kain. Does Reb Lezer not hold like that? No, he doesn't. Hey, he slayed lo sikruvu echad ish ve'echad isho. He says lo sikruvu is going both men and women. Rabbi Yochanan, Dak old lo sikruvu is for the men, and the kareis b'achoso is to teach us the women. That's what Gemara comes out. Okay. Wait. Just let me finish the line. Umaravel Rabbi Yochanan, isn't Rabbi Lezer right about that? So screw you, Shami. Says Rabbi Yochanan, pasalav ein mechuber. He tried to give an answer, but the answer he gave is not clear. So Yerushalmi doesn't even bother recording it. Rabbi Yochanan was basically vanquished on this one. Yeah. Okay. So the Yerushalmi didn't vote me not. Also, this we can ask on Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel Baraba boy kumi Rabbi Zira. Shmuel Baraba asked for Rabbi Zira. It says v'yatzu shlomim, right? It says that shlomim are excluded. Now. This is something which is brought down in Torah's Koranim, and it says that Shlomim were included in all. It says anybody who eats basar of Shlomim and they're Tomei, so they transgress an Isser, right? So Shlomim are Prat, Shiyosim in a cloud, because the same thing is true about all Kachim, right? So there it says, why did Shlomim come out? It says Shlomim came out to teach us that you get separate in Isser for each any kachim you eat betumas when you're tummy. So it says the Gemara again, v'yachlu lavin al kol kachim l'tumah. There's so many lavin there. Why need kareis Shlomim to be singled out, which has a kareis attached to it? There's so many lavin there as well, right? Amalei l'tzorach yotzer. No, he says there the yotzer Shlomim is for something else. Comes to something else. The Taket doesn't teach us chiluk. It doesn't teach us to get a separate one for each thing you eat betumah. It teaches us something else. Well, as it comes out, Lamait is Kotche Berek Abayis. It comes to preclude Kotche Berek Abayis. The next word of Me'ilah is a mistake because there is Me'ilah by Berek Abayis. It comes to exclude Kotche Berek Abayis. Shloch Chayavi Alei Mishum Pigol! The noise of a Tome. There's no Pigol, no Sor, or Tome by Berek Abayis. Okay? So that's a separate issue. In other words, the lavin are mechalik, and that which you also shlom is for another thing. What? Well, maybe Pigel's also lav dafka, but for Tomei, I guess, you know. The primary thing is saying not tuma, that there's no iser of tuma by bedek avayis. That's really the main thrust here. Now says the Gemara, v'lo mas nisoi. The truth is that, you know what, there isn't even a chiluk by all these things. You were laboring on the assumption that there's a chiluk, that for each thing you eat, you get a separate malchus, a separate chattis. It's not true. V'lo mas nisoi is in a mishta. Kachim is be'ach mitzarfim zeim zeh. They join together. L'me'ila, for the purpose of me'ila, l'chai v'aleim, or to get pigul, v'noisar v'tome, mashenki b'kotche b'edek abayis, as opposed to kotche b'edek abayis. So, now here's a big type, couple typos. It should be, take out the next word, it should be mikavon shehein, not shehein. Shehein. Mikavon shehein mitztarif in chokin, they obviously are not cholik. If they're mitztarif, it means they all join together. So anyway, you're not mechalek there, right? So it's a gomer rebichin of a kini. Why is this? They should be mechalek. There's so many lavin. Why are they not mechalek? Did we just learn that wherever the multiple lavin, it's mechalek? Why is it not mechalek? Excellent question. Yerushalmi doesn't answer it. Okay. Then Yerushalmi goes on to a new topic. Klal ba'asei uprat belot asei. You have a klal by mitzvah asei, and the prat by mitzvah lo asei. Milsa de Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer taught us Omar Klalu Pratu. Same thing applies to what we said previously. It's a Klalu Prat, not the classic one, but our Klalu Prat. Okay, that the Prat teaches us something in the Klal. The Omar Rebbe Lezer said, Lokin al Harisha Bishvias. Where do we see that? Because Rebbe Lezer says, you get Malkus if you plow during Shemitah. Rabbi Yechonon Omar, ain't like that Harisha Bishvias. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't get malchus for plowing during Shemitah, only by planting, pruning, things like that, but not for plowing. That's just like digging. There's no iser on plowing. My time, Rabbi Lezer. What's the logic, Rabbi Lezer? The shavs oret Shabbos Lashem klal. There's a mitzvah say to rest. That's generality. Sadcha lo tizra, karmacha lo tizmar. It says you don't plant and don't prune prat. Hazera vazomir afhena ain bichlal you. Planting and pruning are part of the klal. The lama yatsu, why were they singled out? Lohaki shalem, to draw a parallel to them. Lomail chatos, mazera vazomir are just like plowing and pruning. Muchadim are unique in shayna, avoid the boards of ilan. You do them in the land and the trees. Af ain li elodover shu avoid the boards of ilan. So do anything else, which is work in the land and the trees. You're chayiv if you do it during Shemitah, Malkus. Why does Rabbi Yochanan learn from them that you're chayv on anything? He says shnei dvorim. You know what? Better stop here for tonight because it's already late. We'll come back to this tomorrow night. Okay. So rocky night.
The thing
that
Yerushalmi is going into more details of the basic concept of how
much more, which is part of the problem.